All right, great. Exodus chapter 2. So last week, Nathan shared the word, and I really appreciate the message on the glory of God. And he mentioned the mother of Moses. Her name is Jochebed, and her name means Jehovah is our glory. Is that, in essence, right, what her name means? And so as soon as he shared that, I realized that's what I feel like I'm supposed to share on Mother's Day. So I'm going to talk to you today about Jochebed, the mother of Moses, and because we want to make sure at Mother's Day, it's important that we honor the ladies and honor the moms, but we don't want to just be like kind of eulogize the mothers. We also want to preach the good news, right? We need to open the scripture and talk about God and who God is and what his plans and purposes are for our lives. And so it's important that we do that. And so today I want to just, my hope is that all the moms, but really every one of us would be encouraged in our vital ministry of pouring into other people. And so this lady, Jochebed, was a neat lady. God used her in a wonderful way. And I'll tell you what, let's pray and then I'll read some of the scripture. Father, we just thank you for your word, and I just ask you to please bless our time. Thank you. It truly is a lamp under our feet and a light under our path, and I ask you, Father, please help me. Think through my mind, speak through my lips what you want us to hear. Lord, we praise you and bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. So Moses is born, Exodus chapter 2. And a man of the house of Levi went and took his wife, a daughter of Levi. So the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a beautiful child, she hid him 3 months. But when she could no longer hide him, she took an ark of bulrushes for him, daubed it with asphalt and pitch, put the child in it, and laid it in the reeds by the river's bank. And his sister stood afar off to know what would be done to him. Then the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe in the river, and her maidens walked along the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the reeds, she sent her maid to get it. When she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby wept. So she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrew children." Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." So the maiden went and called the child's mother. Then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed him. The child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. So she called his name Moses, saying, "Because I drew him out of the water." So today I just want to talk to you briefly about this woman, Jochebed, that was Moses' mother. Now, we don't see her name mentioned here in Exodus, at least not in Exodus 2. In Exodus chapter 6, verse 20, it tells us this is her name. Her husband's name was Aram. And they had 3 children. Miriam was the oldest daughter, and then Aaron, and then Moses. And so this woman also, not only is she found in Exodus 6:20, she's mentioned in Numbers 26:59, and she's also mentioned in the great chapter in Hebrews, chapter 11, where it talks about many of the Old Testament heroes of the faith. It says in verse 23, it says, "By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's command." So they are mentioned in that great chapter. So here's the things I want to let you know about Jochebed and her great faith and how God used her in a wonderful way to bring a deliverer to the children of Israel, and that was her child Moses. Here's what you need to understand. The context of this story and how bleak it was at that point. Okay, so this is, I didn't start in Exodus 1, but Exodus 1 basically tells how the children of Israel, they all came from Canaan, and they came to Egypt, and they lived there, and over 430 years they were there, and they grew and they multiplied more and more, so much so that Pharaoh got nervous about how many they were becoming. And he said, oh my goodness, they're way more than we are. They're going to overtake us if we're not careful. And so the Bible says that he oppressed them. Let me read this for you a little bit. So it says, look, the people, verse 9 of chapter 1, look, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them, lest they multiply, and it happen in the event of war, that they also join our enemies and fight against us, and so go up out of the land. Therefore, they set taskmasters over them to afflict them with burdens. And they built for Pharaoh supply cities, Pithom and Ramesses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied. And they were in dread. The Egyptians were in dread of the children of Israel. So here, the background is, you got to understand, things are not going well for Israel at this time. So things are really bleak. The Israelites are slaves. They're being greatly oppressed. They're being treated really harshly. And then on top of that, Pharaoh gives the command that all the male children are to be murdered. So this is a bleak time. You know, a lot of people I hear talk about, oh man, it's never been harder to raise a child. They haven't read Exodus chapter 1 and 2. I got news for you. You talk about a bleak outlook. You talk about a bad situation to be, quote, raising your family. This would be it. Yet, Jochebed is not infected with that pessimism as she looks at her child. She's really not. And so this is the bleak situation. And it says here in verse 2 of chapter 2, so the woman conceived, bore a son, and when she saw that he was a beautiful child, she hid him 3 months. The first thing about Jochebed is she saw the child as he really was, as God saw him to be. She didn't see him as a burden. She didn't see him, oh my gosh, this is going to make my life dangerous. Think about as she was giving birth, she already knew the command was for all the males to be murdered and all the females were allowed to live. She might have been hoping, oh, please, let it be a girl. Let it be a girl. Let it be a girl. It was a boy. But she perceived this baby to be beautiful, to be special, to be wonderful. And I know most moms think their child is pretty special. A matter of fact, if they don't, then they ought to. You know, really, they ought to. We ought to, especially as parents, we should never grow old of the idea that, wow, this baby is a human being made in the image and likeness of God with the capacity not only to live a significant life, but they have the capacity to know God, the creator of the universe, and beyond that, actually have the capacity to have eternal life and live forever. That's like pretty amazing. And so she had eyes of faith when she saw her child. My wife, we had 5 boys, and I never heard her complain about the sex of any of our kids. We just wanted them to be happy, to be healthy. We were not like, oh, like you keep trying for a girl, Mike. No, we really weren't. We were just happy as could be, every single child that God gave us, and I think that's a natural response. But she saw this child as beautiful. She saw it, the word saw. When she saw that he was a beautiful child, that word saw is the same word earlier on in Genesis where God talks about when he made things, he saw that it was good. It's the same exact word. So there's this perception, there's this eye of faith that says this is not just another baby. This is a human being with incredible potential, incredible dignity. This baby is unique and is really, really, you know, it's a gift from God. That's the way she saw Moses. Second thing about Jochebed is she was courageous. She was gutsy. So she, it says here, she did not obey the command of the king. Now, usually, as believers, we encourage Christians, we should obey earthly authorities as unto the Lord, okay? But there are times when it's appropriate to disobey earthly authority. There are times when it's okay to say, no, I cannot do that, okay? So normally, it's pretty rare, to be honest with you, but there is a time and a place for it, and may we, like Jochebed, be courageous enough to do it. She was disobeying the king's command, and it was putting her life in jeopardy. I mean, her life was on the line by disobeying this wicked, ungodly command. Look at some of the midwives here in chapter 1 of Exodus. It says, verse 16, this is Pharaoh commanding the Hebrew midwives, or the midwives, I should say. When you do the duties of the midwife for the Hebrew women and see them on the birth stool, if it's a son, then you shall kill him. But if it's a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God, did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the male children alive. So the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, why have you done this thing and saved the male children alive? The midwives said to Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are lively and give birth before the midwives come to them. Okay, two things that they did wrong and two things God commends them for. Number one, they disobeyed the king's command to kill the male children. Secondly, they lied about it. Okay? Yet, look at what it says here. Verse 20. Therefore, God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew mightily. And so it was because the midwives, listen to this, God attributes blessing because of something the midwives did. Because the midwives feared God, that he provided households for them. He blessed them with a family. Okay? This is one of the main scriptures that the pro-life movement uses to show there is a time and there's a place when we have to stand up and disobey earthly authorities. Because where earthly authorities are commanding us to do something that God commands us not to do, we have to obey God. When earthly authorities are forbidding us to do something God commands us to do, again, we are justified and right, and it's appropriate for us to disobey those earthly authorities. The apostles had the same thing. They were told, do not preach in Jesus' name anymore. You need to stop. And Peter basically said, who should we obey, God or man? Sometimes it comes down to that. Jochebed was a woman that was courageous, and she knew that she knew that she knew that this command of the king needed to be disobeyed. So she was commendable for that. She refused to obey Pharaoh. She was unafraid. Think about the third thing. Think about how much she had to trust God in this whole thing. Okay? So 3 months, she's got the baby. The baby's growing, and, you know, they start getting louder, and there are soldiers walking around the streets looking for baby boys to murder, and so the baby's getting bigger and louder, and it's harder and harder to keep him undercover. And so what does she do? She makes this little boat, right? Puts baby Moses in the boat, literally seals it up, and sends it off into the water. Think about this mother's heart. Her mother's heart must have been being ripped out. I mean, by the roots. I mean, for 3 months, a baby and a newborn baby and the mother are with each other constantly. You know, as a dad, I don't feel like I know my kids until they're about, you know, 18 months old, a year and a half old. because they're with mom constantly. Think about how she must have just been had to trust God. Just totally trusting. God, you've given me this baby. He is beautiful. He is perfect. He's a gift from you. I can't hide him anymore. And she puts him in this little raft, so to speak, sends him off. And then lo and behold, you know the story. God in his sovereignty protects the child. And Pharaoh's daughter sees the child. And she wants to adopt the child. And oh, but by the way, the older sister, Miriam, who's about 10 years old, says, oh, do you want me to get a Hebrew to nurse the baby? And, oh, sure, that would be great. And so Jochebed sends out baby Moses, and then she gets him back. Really awesome, really beautiful. And in that culture, a child would be nursed for like 4 or 5 years. So basically, Jochebed had Moses for those critical first 5 years of his life. Now, the Bible definitely says that Moses was trained in all the ways of Pharaoh. You know, he grew up as Pharaoh's adopted son. But he started out his first few years as a Hebrew boy being nurtured by his mother, Jochebed. Okay? I don't know who it was. I think it might have been St. Francis Assisi said, give me a child till they're 5 years old, and they'll be Catholic for life. And so these critical years were years where Jochebed is nurturing this little guy, Moses. Incredible. The last thing is this. So she saw and perceived with eyes of faith that he was a beautiful child, worthy of risking her own life to save. She refused to obey Pharaoh. She was courageous. She trusted God. And lastly, this is the job of every parent. We must always make sure that we're connecting the dots for our kids. And I don't know how much Jochebed was able to do this, but we, as New Testament Christians, we have the benefit of having the whole book, you know. Not that I'm not saying we understand everything, but we can see a lot bigger, the grand scheme of God's work through the ages, through the Old Testament, through Genesis 1, all the way to the end of Revelation. And so we need to do a good job to make sure our kids understand there's one and only one hero in the Bible. Now, there's a lot in Hebrews chapter 11. You know, we commend, you know, Moses and Abraham and King David and all of them. And they're a hero in a sense, like a small h, but at the end of the day, they're all just a human being. And they have an encounter with God, and they are trusting him, and they're believing him, and God is working in their life. But really, the story is part of a much bigger story. And that is the story of Jesus Christ and him crucified. Moses is a type of Christ, okay? Just like Moses was threatened with murder as a baby, Jesus was threatened to be murdered as a baby by King Herod. Just like Moses, although he was a Hebrew, he grew up in Pharaoh's house. In a similar way, Christ was fully man, yet he was fully God. Moses was the deliverer of the children of Israel. Jesus is the deliverer for all mankind. Amen? Even Moses, he took as a wife a non-Hebrew, showing that the gospel and Christ came to save not just the Jews, but all people, Jews and non-Jews alike. Amen? The gospel is the power of God for salvation. For all that believe, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. And so we as parents need to make sure we're connecting the dots for our kids. Yes, I want our kids to know all these Old Testament stories. Jonah and the great fish, you know, Noah's Ark, all of these stories. But may we always do a good job of showing how those stories point to the much bigger story. And that is Jesus Christ. And that's God's main, he's the main hero of the Bible. Jesus is the main hero of the Bible. He's in Genesis 1. He's in at the end of Revelation and everywhere in between. And may we as parents do a really, by God's grace, do a good job to really point that all these stories point to Christ. In the end of Luke's gospel, when Jesus rose from the dead, he went through and showed all through the prophets and all through the laws how they all spoke of him. All those Old Testament stories in some way, shape, or form all pointed to him. May we do a good job of all the Bible stories helping people see that it points to Jesus. Amen? So, yeah, so may we, like Jochebed, be fearless. May we be courageous. May we see with eyes of faith. May we totally trust God in every circumstance. And may we really help paint the big picture as we see these individual Bible stories. Lord, we thank you so much. Thank you for giving us a Savior and a Redeemer and a Deliverer. And Lord, the story of Moses delivering the children of Israel out of bondage, it's an awesome story. We thank you that he was nurtured by his mother, Jochebed. Lord, we thank you for that. And Lord, help us to always, always see in all of those stories the Lord Jesus in all of his fullness and all of his glory and all of his power and all of his love. And help us to really share that with our own children too. We thank you and praise you. Amen.